You are listening to The Angry Geeks Show, an Angry Geeks Network presentation.
You're looking for trouble? You came to the right place.
I'm a karate man, right? Karate man rule on the inside. They don't show their weaknesses.
Ooh, yeah! Of course I knew. I just had no idea.
I'm so terrifical, I even had my own toll-free number. 1-800-UNBELIEVABLE.
Well, neither are you, very bad. That's an attention getter.
Textbook narcissism.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
And that's the bottom line, cause Stone Cold said so.
Thought she was going in a whole other direction with that.
Acknowledge me!
You may not like it, but accept it. Is that the way that it is?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
I must obey.
You're not my supervisor!
Ability to speak does not make you intelligent.
Do it, Tony. Come on. Take us home.
Ah, hell, we're gonna be on the internet.
This is the way.
Baffling.
Hey,
you better not be talking to
those
invisible animals.
I'm balanced, off balance, doesn't matter. I'm better than you are, yeah.
Sweet mama!
Cassandra Peterson.
Big round of applause.
Better than that, let's go to the Colorado Springs Comic Con. Whoa! One more time, please.
Here you go.
Oh, thanks.
How are you?
I'm good.
Oh,
hi,
hey,
guys.
You know what? You guys heard the mysterious voice give you con rules, but we do have what we call Angry Geeks rules. They are set by Miss Peterson. What are the things that you are tired of answer so many times, questions that you're like, oh, not this again?
Yeah. Are they real? No. I'm really tired of that. Probably, how did you get to be Elvira? But, yeah. You know, I've probably been asked that 100 billion zillion times.
Okay, so don't ask that.
I'll answer. I'll give you the Reader's Digest version if anybody doesn't know.
Okay. All right. So there you go. Well, that's one. What's it like being an action figure, being a comic book character, and what's it like being someone that is adored by millions?
Well, pretty awesome, I gotta tell you. You guys should do it. It's really great.
I mean,
the great thing about action figures and comic book characters is they don't get old. But, I love that.
Oh, come on now. You're only, what, 28?
Well, 29.
Do you still have the car?
Drive what?
The car from the movie.
Oh, yes, I've got the car, the Macabre Mobile. Did anybody ever see the makeover they did on Counting Cars? Well, the car is parked right now in Las Vegas at Danny Coker's little car museum he has there. So if you're ever in Vegas, stop by and say hi to the Macabre Mobile. It's sitting there. It looks awesome.
Yeah, do you get to drive it often?
I don't drive it because we usually have it on display. I had it in L.A. in the Peterson Museum, had it in a big store in L.A., had it out Knott's Scary Farm. So I don't get much opportunity to just drive around
it. You should bring it to a con. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, you can haul it out there and pay for it. I'll
call Stevie Con. Hey, get it to the con.
It's not something you would drive to the con because you would not make it, I can tell you. Yeah.
Hey, if anybody has a question, please just raise your hand and we will get the... No, you had enough questions yesterday. I remember you. What's your name?
Bob.
Bob, what's your question? Oh, that nice way to bring down the crowd, Bob.
Yeah, it is depressing. It's my friend Paul Rubens, he asked about if I could share a fond memory. I have so many memories of Paul. I'm actually flying out here tonight to attend his funeral tomorrow morning in L.A. Yeah.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you. You can leave, Bob. My God. Any other questions? Please bring up the room. What's your name again? I remember you, too.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my God, my voice. She asked how I kept my voice in such, so strong and in good condition. That is one of the things I always think, my voice, it just sounds terrible. It's so, I don't know. I heard myself on that, on my book, you know, that I did the audio for the book. And oh my God, I couldn't stand it. But one person said I sounded like Sylvester the Cat.
No!
That was a bummer. But yeah, I just, I don't know. I feel like my voice is sort of shot. I mean, you know, I talk so much that, you know, I wore it out. But thank you. Oh, I appreciate that. It's very often very gravelly because, I don't know, I can't stand dryness and air conditioning and everything, so... Yeah, I don't know. So I met someone who actually said, oh, you should go to voice lessons so that you can get your voice not so old sounding.
Oh, no, my God.
Wow, all these bummers. And Bob, I still feel sorry for you. It's too soon for me to talk about Paul. I can't tell you, destroyed. Anyway.
No, go ahead.
Change the subject.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
No. I'm not mad at you at all. It's really hard for me to talk about. Sorry.
Starting off on public access television, I'll get 1 second, okay, buddy? All right. Starting off on public access television must have been, it was hard for me. How was it for you, and how did you break into public access television?
Well, it wasn't actually, what I started on was not public access. It looked like it, and I'll tell you why, because it was so low budget, but it was, I was at KHJ-TV in LA, and it was a local station.
Okay.
So they had no money. My show looked like it was shot for $1.50 an episode, which it was.
Wow, than mine. I was 90.
You were $1.25.
No, 95 cents.
Oh, nice. Okay. And so the show was at this local little station in LA. Even though it was LA, it was a low budget TV, local TV station. And then we were able to get it syndicated, which they did back in the day. Mm-hmm. And that means they sold that show to all these markets around the country. So it ended up on local stations and possibly even some cable access. But I never actually did a show for cable access. I just look like I did.
Because that's where I discovered you. I grew up in Connecticut, Norwalk, Connecticut, and that's where I discovered you on our local public access station.
I'm sure that's where it went.
But no, I was like, wow. And then when I was approached to, I was at a convention doing this, and they were like, hey, you want to be on TV? I'm like, huh? Elvira was, yeah, sure. So you popped into my head. So you were inspiration. So, yeah,
seemed like I was there, but I wasn't actually. Oh.
I hope it wasn't an insult.
What? No, good heavens. No.
Thanks, Bob. No.
Yeah, we're going to blame you for everything today, Bob.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, what's your name?
Ice Broken Nail. Thanks, Bob.
Bob. Okay. What's your name?
What's my favorite horror movie? Oh, good heavens, there's so many. I mean, the horror movies I like happened way, 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 way before you were born. So, yeah, so you would not know any. But if you can find them somewhere on streaming, you should check them out. But I love the movie House on Haunted Hills with Vincent Price, and the original one from the 50s. And it's the movie that right here in Colorado Springs at the Chief Theater, which they tore down, which was the most beautiful theater in the world. Thanks, Bob. And I saw that movie here. It changed my life. I'm telling you, I saw that movie and it went boing. You know, I was like, what's this? Horror? Oh my God. And I was scared by it, but I was also like, ooh, I want more, I want more. And that got me hooked, that got me addicted. So that's gonna still be my favorite horror movie. Thanks, that was a good question, Dan.
Okay, he had his hand up first before you. What's your name? Yeah. Hi, Brian.
Hi. Why was I here? I was raised here. I was born in Manhattan, Kansas, and believe it or not, and then my town was evacuated for so they could flood the valley and create Tuttlekirk Dam. And myself, my mom and dad, my two sisters, all my aunts, all my uncles, all my grandparents, everybody moved to Colorado Springs because they had one aunt here, and they decided to go where the other aunts went. So we moved here when I was 7. Are you from here?
No,
25
years.
Oh, 25 years. But I went to Ivy Wild Elementary School. I went to South Junior High School, which is no longer there, I don't think.
Thanks, Bob.
And I went to Palmer High School. I graduated from Palmer in 1969. So, and then I left about a day later. Yeah, I moved to Vegas. But so I spent a good long time here. I don't know if any of you go to Elvira.com, but if you go there down at the bottom, you can go to my Instagram page or Facebook or whatever. I made a little tour a couple days ago, walking around the town and showing the highlights of my life, where I lived and the schools I attended and all that. So if you know, check that out. But I know Colorado Springs, at least this end of town, very, very well.
Okay, what's your name?
Oh, there's always talks about the Elvira cartoon TV show. He wanted to know if I very often get into deals with animation, and I've done several. I did Scooby-Doo special for Halloween not long ago. That was the last one. But we talk to people all the time about doing an animated film or an animated, just series. But so far, nothing going on, but I don't give up. I'm like a pit bull. I just keep going after it. I do have a movie project coming up, and I do have a book project coming up. I unfortunately cannot talk about them, but I'm very excited about those, so I'm concentrating more on that right now. Yeah, thanks.
What, oh, way in the back. What's your name?
I'm Preston.
Hi, Preston.
I'm a really big fan. I know over all the decades,
there's been a lot of... Come up here.
Yes, sorry, we can't hear you. And you guys probably can't hear the questions when somebody asks,
yeah.
Can you?
Come on.
Can you? I need to repeat them, so sorry.
Come on, Preston.
Hi.
Ooh.
He's asking about, over all the years, I've had a lot of merchandise, I still do, and he's asking what are some of my favorites. The mouse pad was a pretty good one, I must say, that was my own idea. I know, it's very good for your wrist. People with carpal tunnel syndrome enjoy it. And a lot of horny old guys enjoy it too.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
And, that's a good one.
Also, I had a smelly car thing that hung in the car. I wasn't so crazy about that. But I've had some awesome merchandise. I think maybe one of my favorites is the pinball machine, which I have four now, I think. Three, and then a little special one that's going to be coming out. But yeah, I love pinball all my life, and so getting my own pinball machines where it was kind of like one of the highlights of my life. But we have a lot of new merchandise, guys, coming out, so check Elvira.com and see that we have a clothing line coming up and some really awesome, awesome Halloween things, items. So check that out. Thanks for asking. You're like, are you my PR guy? Yeah, thank you. Thanks very much.
Before we get to your question, being at a convention, yep, we'll get to you next. Being at a convention and seeing people in cosplay, how does that make you feel?
Oh, I love when people dress up for cosplay because, you know, I spent like however 35 years having Halloween every day, wearing a costume. So for me, that's perfectly normal. So seeing people in cosplay and actually participating in the whole vibe of Comic Cons and horror conventions.
But as you,
it's really fun.
When they show up as...
Oh, when they show up as me at Comic Cons. I love it. I love it. Yeah, when I see other women, men, children, dogs, whatever dressed as me, it's very flattering. I just point out, stay out of the way at the front of my car when I leave. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. No, I love it. I love it. And I'm very thankful that when people stand up and take a little
bath. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Stand, yes, you.
Look at her. Look at her. That woman's got what it takes. She got all the parts. Okay. Thank you.
That's why I had to
act. I've been dressing as Elvira since 1985.
Oh, you sound like me.
So today I'm your hostess. Welcome to Matinee of Love and Commercial. I am
Wow, okay. Well, don't tell the Simpsons that. You might get a lawsuit. Anyway. All okay. Right.
You had a question first?
Right.
What's your name?
Philip Lane.
Okay. Have I ever worked with Vincent Price? He wanted to know. Many, many times. In the early days of being Elvira, there was not an award show, a convention, a TV talk show that didn't invite Vincent and me, and sometimes Stephen King or whoever was happening back in the day there. And so Vincent and I saw so much of each other that we became really, really good friends and hung out for many, many years. So yeah, it was, and that was a thrill for me. And the first time I met him, he actually did my TV show, Movie Macabre, which when he said he would do it, I almost died on the spot. I couldn't believe it. But he was my childhood hero, and to have him come on and work on my show for like $325 was like, are you kidding? And met him there, and he was just a wonderful, wonderful guy, and one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life. I told him, you missed your calling. You should have been a comedian. So yeah, we had a long, nice relationship, and I miss him. He's a wonderful guy.
That was my next question. Being at a convention, we have a term, fanboy, fangirl, and a lot of people get so excited to see you, see other celebrities. I was going to ask, did you ever fangirl out seeing someone?
Do I fangirl out seeing someone? You should see me. I can't stop myself. Most recently, I was at a convention, and I think my manager is still embarrassed at the guy who works with me. The actor from The Outlanders, Sam Heughan, do you guys know who he is?
He's laughing, look.
I saw him. I go flying across the room and jump on him. I think I wrapped my legs around him. It was so embarrassing.
For you or for him?
Both. I was like, what am I doing? I just leech onto him like a big giant leech and like, I love you, my God, I love you. And he's like, get this woman off of me. It was insane. I lost my brain, kind of, didn't I? Really? It was really embarrassing. I think there's probably a video of it online somewhere, but my God, I'm like, I'm way too old to do this, but I do it all the time. Yeah, I have a few people who, oh my God, the Beatles. I was fortunate enough to meet all the Beatles except for John Lennon, who was my favorite. But oh dear Lord, when I met them, it was embarrassing again. I just go nuts. So that's why I understand fans and how they feel about someone who they grew up with, who was a big part of their life. And that's why I do my very best to always treat my fans well, because I know how it feels, to like just love somebody and have them be somebody that you idolize. And that's why I just don't get some actors who... treat their fans less than like royalty. So,
well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You. Okay.
I mean, there's always a time constraint with me, unfortunately, but I would just like to, hug everybody.
All right, before you, we had a young lady in the back. You want to come up here since you're so far back? Thank you. You got that wireless mic right there. Thank you.
Oh, great.
Hi.
You gotta put it on. Thanks, Bob.
Hi.
What's your name?
Isabella.
Hi.
I like your t-shirt.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask, does Elvira have any eyeshadow palette recommendations?
Ooh. Oh, does Elvira have any eyeshadow recommendations? Well, first of all, I happen to have an Elvira eye makeup kit coming out soon, right? Yeah.
Good plug.
Do you know
where?
Scott?
4 weeks.
Yeah, and in time for Halloween, and it's from NECA? A subsidiary of NECA, yeah. But if you go to Elvira.com again, you can find it. But, yeah, wow, that was perfect.
During the video presentation, we'll just have it Elvira.com, right?
Yeah, and it does have instructions, and it has all the colors, and, you know, I think it's very helpful. Putting on that makeup takes a while, you know? Thank you for asking. Elvira.com, makeup.
You want to get the mic and bring it up here? Yep. This gentleman next with the hat.
So I know for...
Hold it. What's your name?
My name is Trenton. And I know for like my mom and like many other people her age grew up admiring you and idolized you and you were their example of a woman. Did you ever feel pressure knowing that what you do in the public is also what people would also do as they admired you?
Well, yes, I thought of that. I put out my autobiography, and I felt like I had to be completely truthful about a lot of things I did that weren't entirely fabulous, you know. And but I hope that the good part will influence people and that they'll learn from it. And I think one of the most important parts is that, you know, as women in particular, it's very often more difficult, I hate to tell you, to get ahead in your career, and it doesn't matter if you're in show business or what it is, and there are a lot of obstacles that are put in your way, and so I hope that my autobiography, there's a lot of juicy gossip in there, but I hope you can kind of get through that and see that women can do what they want to do, they just need to keep on plugging and keep going, and kind of work as twice as hard as guys to get there. But I hope that from the book and from my life story that it will be inspiring, in particular to women and to men too. But yeah, thanks for asking that. So yeah, there are a lot of things I've done in my life that I wasn't proud of, believe me. most of them I kept out of the book, but some are in there.
Thanks, Bob. Hey, buddy, what's your name? Hello.
Does it work? There you go.
What's your name?
My name is Cristiano, and I'm wondering, what was your favorite episode that you played in?
Oh, my favorite episode of Movie Macabre. I had I think somewhere close to 500 episodes, so it's hard to pick one. But one of the ones, it wasn't my favorite, it was my least favorite, but it was the audience is one of their favorites, and that was Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
I was going to say that.
Have you ever seen it? Well, don't. Anyway, that was the audience loved it, but I don't know. I had some other very obscure movies that I liked maybe better, that like Pigs. Whoever heard of Pigs? It was awesome. Pigs ate people. It was great. And I don't know. Night of Living Dead, I have to say, probably the best movie I ever played on my show, and I think I aired it 3 times with different. Wraparounds, the monologue that I did, but I love Night of the Living Dead. It's a super classic, still holds up, and a brilliant, brilliant movie. So thanks, good question. Cristiano, I love that name. Thanks.
All right, what's your name?
Uh-oh, off again? What's going on?
They keep shutting them off. Hi.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
I'm Brett. I was just wondering if you miss cosplaying Elvira at Comic-Cons and what your involvement in your comic book is.
Okay, I'll start with the second one. My involvement with Comic-Con, with comic book, is, I'm very, very involved. They're waiting on me right now to okay stories, okay art, coloring, lettering, everything. I get involved in it all. They do it, of course. They're much more talented and knowledgeable than me at Dynamite. And I have a wonderful writer. But I go through everything he writes, change things, delete things, add things. And but they do a fantastic job. They do all the heavy lifting over there. But I have to okay it all. So I really enjoyed working with them. I don't know if you guys have seen any of the Dynamite comics. It's my fourth comic book series. I had DC, Marvel.
Yeah, you were part of the Marvel universe.
Claypool. Yeah, and then and now Dynamite. So anyway, thanks for that. And do I enjoy cosplaying as Elvira? I'm afraid the answer is no. I mean, I have done it for how many years? 45 years? You know, dressed up in that costume. I mean, you know, I think you got to ask drag queens too. How do you like putting that on after 45 years? You know, it's like it kind of gets. I hate to say it. You know, it gets old. It gets really hard to do. And you know, as you age, it gets harder to do. And the heels that broke my foot on RuPaul's Drag Race a couple years ago, and I'm unable to wear high heels anymore. And so that kind of ended my Elvira cosplay thing. But you know, Elvira's still around in all different forms. And I'm glad to wear something a lot more comfy.
Okay, young lady in the back. What's your name?
Sorry, my hands are sweaty. I'm super nervous. My name's Amanda. just thank you. Cosplaying Elvira is like one of the very few confidence boosts I have. It makes me feel so amazing. But I was wondering, what is your favorite Elvira line that you've ever said?
That's how tired I am today. How's your head? That's got to be my favorite line. And I wrote it, so of course it's my favorite. But I don't know if you guys know that line from my movie. How's your head? Bob, yeah. My boyfriend, asks, yep. And I say, haven't had any complaints lately. Anyway, or yet, actually. So yeah, that is probably my top number one line. The one I use the most is, if I want your opinion, I'll beat it out of you. That comes in very handy, I gotta tell you. You guys are welcome to use it if you like. As long as you don't put it on a t-shirt and sell it. Okay.
I was gonna ask, how fun was the movie to make? Because the movie is a staple in our house to watch during Halloween. We own it on Blu-ray, DVD, and we had it on VHS. So,
thank you for the money.
You're welcome. And believe it or not, there is a comic of that movie, part of the Marvel Universe. It's a graphic novel. So go out to a vendor and see if you can find it, then you can have her autograph it. There is a graphic novel of that. I happen to have it in my collection. Joe Jusco did a great job drawing.
Love that cover. One of my favorite pieces of art.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Go see if you can find it. If you can find it, hey, there you go. Have her autograph it.
But the movie was, yes. You asked how it was to do. It was one of the most fun experiences I ever had in my life. I just had a great group of people I worked with. We laughed and had fun every day on this set. I mean, there were some difficult days, like being tied to a stake for like 24 hours with fire and rain and children and dogs. That was not fun.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. What was more difficult, the dog or the baby in the beginning? Now, you didn't work with the baby in the beginning. That was supposed to be.
I did. I mean, I was dressed as Cassandra and I ran out there, Morgana.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Had to deal with the baby, and that was an all-night shoot. And the baby was actually twins, which they always do. So babies can only work for a couple minutes, you know, at a time. And so they keep swapping out the baby. And then working with the dogs was always, it's always challenging. They're obviously very well-trained dogs, but that dog to play Gonk was like a little bastard. And you know, I love dogs, love dogs. And that dog bit and nipped and didn't listen to anything but what the trainer was doing, you know? And you'd go to pet him. I mean, I have photos of me holding Gonk, and you'll see in every picture my face is terrified. That's because I know he's going to bite me any second. But you're working with the children and working with animals is challenging. But also, it was November in LA, which is not like, you know, Colorado, but You know, it was probably about 35, 40 degrees, and it was an all-night shoot, and I was tied to a stake, and I was engulfed with flames around me, and we had to wait for the dog to do his scene right, and we had to wait for the little kids who were, the Girl Scouts who were roasting weenies in my pyre, and so it went on forever and ever. I didn't know if I would live through it. I was either burning hot or freezing cold, and it was just challenging. Yeah, but other than that, the movie was fantastic. I wrote it with my friend Sam Egan and John Paragon. John Paragon played Jambi in Pee Wee's Big Adventure, and he was my writing partner for 27 years. We wrote everything together, and it was just an amazing experience. Long answer, but I think that shows in the movie, because I think you see that everybody in the movie was having a good time and enjoying themselves.
Watching the movie is hilarious. If it was anything like that, it must have been fun. I cut you, Ming. I love that line. Another question from the crowd. Yes, right there. What's your name?
Hello.
Oh.
This is God.
Actually, Nick Raven with the Colorado Springs Indie. I had a couple of questions for you.
He's right there.
Back here. Cosplaying as Kevin Smith today. So when we moved out here in 7th grade, 97, one of the first things they tell you when you go to a District 11 school is that Palmer is where Cassandra Peterson, a.k.a. Elvira, graduated. So I was wondering what you thought of that, being basically part of the welcoming kit. And then when are you going to campaign to replace the General Palmer statue with Elvira? Thank you.
Good idea. Oh, yeah. No, I always hear, every time I run into somebody who's gone to Palmer, or their mother went to Palmer, or their grandmother, or their daughter, their child, it's crazy how many generations have been there, because I think it started in like 1871 or something. That's when I went there. They say, oh, you know, your picture's hanging in the hall. And I go, I know, I'm the only famous person who came from Colorado Springs, I think. Are there any others? I don't know. But anyway, it's kind of nice to be, you know, famous from here. But yeah, I'm flattered, and it's really nice that they remember me. And yeah, I don't know what else to say. It's very cool.
And the statue.
Oh, the statue, yeah. Well, yeah, I would like that. If you can get the city council to replace General Palmer with Elvira, I'd love that. I just don't know what part they would paint red on Halloween. I don't know
about that. Start a petition on Elvira.
Yeah, do that. I love it.
Another question from the crowd. Yes, over there. Okay. Stand up, and what's your name?
I'm Selah.
Hi.
A lot of your brand and merchandise is based on your appearance. Is that something that you maybe wish you didn't do, or is there struggles that come with that?
No, because it's actually how I make my living. So I like that it's based on my character, and I own the rights to the character, so I can pretty much make or do any merchandise I want. If it's licensed by me, I get complete control of how it looks, how my image looks, what's written on the box, everything. So I have fine parameters that I keep that between. And believe it or not, sometimes things are too classy. I have to unclassify that, you know. I have to make them, my perfume at first, the company wanted to make it this is 100 years ago, but they wanted to make it like white diamonds from Elizabeth Taylor. And I go, there ain't nobody that's going to be buying my perfume at Saks Fifth Avenue. So we called it evil, and we put it in drugstores, and it sold really, really great. So yeah, it's more like Elvira's kind of a beer drinking gal. She's not sipping Chardonnay. So yeah, thanks for that question.
What's your name?
Comic Book Steve, CBS. You're fantastic first. There is actually an Elvira and Elvis and Vincent Price comic book also, for people that were asking about Vincent earlier in the audience. My question is, on the second movie, do you have a favorite part of that second movie you can tell us about?
The second movie, Elvira's Haunted Hills. Yeah. Now, that movie was a challenge, I'll tell you. My first movie, long sour grape story, did not make a lot of money, because the day my movie came out, the distribution company, which is really the most important part of filmmaking, if you don't get it distributed everywhere, nobody can go see it. The day my movie came out, the distribution company went bankrupt. And my movie, instead of being released in thousands and thousands of theaters, was released in about 300 theaters. Even if Star Wars came out tomorrow and was released in 300 theaters, it wouldn't do it well. It wouldn't make any money.
It played in the theater in my hometown. That's how I saw it.
Well, you're lucky, because it played like a handful of theaters, I believe about 300 and something.
In the Casino Theater, Ware, Massachusetts.
Wow, holy crap, that's insane.
That's where
So it didn't make a lot of money. So basically what they say, they see how much the box office is for a movie, and they go, we want you to do another one. Well, the box office was very, very bad for my movie, and nobody wanted to do another Elvira movie. So years and years and years went by. We couldn't get another Elvira movie deal. Nobody wanted to do it in Hollywood. So we decided, we'll do it ourselves. Oh, God, don't ever do that. So I took $1 million, like at that time about all the money I had, and we made this movie in Romania where it cost a lot less to shoot than Hollywood. But many, many challenges there. As far as filmmaking go. So that movie was kind of a struggle. My husband was the producer, I was the writer and the star, and we were going through a divorce at the same time. So working with someone who's your boss, who you're divorcing is, I would never, never recommend that to anyone. I really wouldn't. So it was a very, very challenging movie. I'm happy with the product and how it came out, finally. I like it, but it was a real, real, real struggle to get made. And ultimately made the money back, thank God, but didn't get wide distribution or anything, so. It was kind of the opposite of Mistress of the Dark, you know, and much, much, much more low budget. So anyway, thanks for asking. Yeah, thank you. I like it. I just saw a screening of it the other day in Portland, Oregon, and the crowds freaking loved it. They went crazy. So that was a good feeling.
All right, we have time for one more question. All right, we'll do two. We'll do two. Okay, we'll do three if you give me $5. What's your name?
Joyce.
Hi.
Hi. Quick question. In the last few years, you've done several cameos on different sitcoms and that. Has there been one sitcom that stood out where the cast was just they were very welcoming?
I'll try to make these brief so we can get to the other questions.
But this is your time. You could do whatever you
want. Yeah, no, it's okay. The Goldbergs, which is not a show I had ever seen or anything, but I can't tell you how sweet and adorable those kids on that show were. That they were just, we had a blast. They were so fun and nice to work with. So that was, it's always a pleasure because there are shows, I won't mention any names, but that I've done where like the star is so full of themselves, they make it not so fun. Yeah, but okay. They were great.
Okay, your name?
Hello, my name's Epifania, and when we first met, you asked me where my name came from. So I was wondering, where did Elvira come from, the name? Ooh. When did it come to you?
Oh, the name Elvira was really weird. I thought you were going to ask Cassandra, which was
that one.
My name Cassandra actually came from my dad's ex-girlfriend before my mother. How do you
know? Wow.
I was wondering about that one. But Elvira, I was supposed to be called Vampira. Yeah, and they had Myla Nurmi there on board. They were going to use her name and pay her a weekly check to use the name. And I was going to be the new vampire or whatever. I had to come up with my own character, but they did want to use that name. On the day of my first shoot in L.A., a lawyer came in and said, Vampira doesn't want you to use the name. And if you use it, we'll sue you. So we're like, okay. So they said, change the name. And we, everybody that was on this set, the director, the cameraman, the hair and makeup person, we all wrote down a name that we thought it should be. I, like a dummy, wrote Cassandra. God, I'm so glad I didn't pick that one. Think how confusing that would have been. And anyway, I reached in the can and I picked the name Elvira. And I go, what the heck is that? That's a country western star? What is it? And it was too bad. I picked that name and that's the name we went with. And
It stuck.
It stuck, yeah. And that very, very same week, the Oak Ridge Boys came out with that song Elvira, which was just coincidence. Had nothing to do with me. I had nothing to do with them. And we've talked about it together many times. Really? So it was total coincidence. Came out the same
way. The stars just lined up.
So one kind of propped up the other, which was great. Thanks.
What's your name? You don't have to pay me $5. You can ask.
Alan.
Hi, Alan.
My first exposure to you was watching you on Channel 12, usually after coming home from the bar, which is the perfect time to watch you.
Say exposure.
There's that. So my question, and Channel 12 always made it kind of come off like you were there. Did you ever work with Channel 12 up in Broomfield back when they were independent?
I did not, and that's the funny thing. For years and years and years, everybody goes, oh, you grew up in so-and-so town. You grew up here, or your show was on here. And that's the point that I was saying. My show looked so cheesy and low budget that everybody just thought, that couldn't possibly be made in Hollywood.
Well, that's where I was going.
Cable access and stuff. So, no, I never went to or appeared at any of those stations. I was doing it all back from L.A. Yeah. But thanks for asking. Yeah, it had that nice made-in-your-own-garage look. You know? Yeah, thanks. And yeah, most of them did, even mine that I worked at. And coming home from the bar is the perfect time to watch Elvira, I guarantee.
Unfortunately, yeah, we are out of time.
Yeah, my manager's going to come here.
What I need you guys to do... oh, my God. What I need you guys to do is first give Cassandra a big round of applause. All right, stop. Second, I need you to go down to her table and get an autograph, get a photo, and get a photo op, and show her much love and thanks for being here for you guys today, okay?
Thanks so much, too, for doing
this.
You're welcome. All right. Thanks for coming, guys.
Now we got to clear the room for the next panel, so please leave. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Angry Geeks Network, found on Pod TV, Amazon Music, YouTube, and wherever your other favorite podcasts are found.